Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in. It is September 30th, if you can believe it. Almost in the month of October here, it's zipped by. The month has, certainly. It's hard to believe it is almost October. It's going to be Christmas before we know it.
Are you really excited about it being the first day of October that, I don't know, you might go, hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Yeah. We need to address Kim what heard just
me
happened.
Kim heard me in the background say that as she started to do her time for news. And I tried to hide my face from laughing. Because I didn't realize she was about to go on. Her mic gets turned on. Then she starts laughing.
Because I'm watching Mark laugh. Because I don't know if you didn't realize I was on the air when he goes, hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! Son of a Woman. That's from the movie Son of a Woman. Did you know that?
No, never heard of it.
I didn't think so. All right, good. That's all right. Al Pacino movie.
I do know Al Pacino.
A good Al Pacino
Chris
movie.
Chris O'Donnell.
Nope.
With Chris O'Donnell. No, you don't remember that?
Keep going, guys.
All right, sorry. All right.
He won an Academy Award for Best Actor for that.
See? Carl knows all about movies and all that stuff.
But I would say that if you went to a movie this weekend, you should have seen Wild Robot because it was really good.
Never heard of it.
Neither.
It's based on a children's book that you'll probably be reading sooner than later.
Ah. About robots?
But it's a robot robots. In the wild with animals.
As opposed to a non-wild, like what?
It's a robot that's supposed to be a human assistant, but...
It escapes into the wild?
No, the plane crashes, and so there's no one to give it any instructions, and so it learns to take care of the animals.
Spoiler alert.
No,
kidding.
It's a children's book.
It's a children's book. It's in the theaters. All right. Lots of good stuff. You know, we talked last week on Friday. We had a guest on here talking about a documentary out called Fight Like Hell. Did you watch it?
I watched it.
I did, too. So Kim and I will give you our thoughts on that coming up here right after we get to our top stories, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Part of how I'm going to push this forward is I will get rid of unnecessary degree requirements for federal jobs.
Wow. Wow. Kamala Harris promising free federal government jobs with no requirements. If you just elect her, she's giving away those jobs for free. Doesn't matter if you have an accounting degree for the accounting position or not.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way.
Trump taking a little bit of heat for that comment this weekend during one of his campaign speeches. In context, if it matters to you, he was talking about how anybody could support the kind of proposals that she's put on the table, which are a complete flip-flop from 4 years ago.
And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that, combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation.
Hillary Clinton is warning of an October surprise regarding Kamala Harris. So she's suggesting that the Trump campaign is cooking something up that they're going to come out with sometime in October.
Hey, white dudes. So I think we're all pretty sick of hearing how much we suck. Every time you go online, it's the same story. We're the problem. And yeah, some white dudes are.
That offends my toxic masculinity, having to listen to that. Did you know that?
I bet.
That does. Those are white dudes for Harris. There's not a lot of masculinity going on over there, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
But I thought I'd point that out. They put out their own ad. It's like a minute long. It's just weird. It's just an odd listen.
It's very odd. And I don't know how much money. I thought I saw $10 million. I don't know. They have raised a lot of money. White dudes for Harris. And it's funny because, you know, they always say, well, Kamala really is won over the women. But women tend to vote left anyway for whatever ridiculous reason. I mean, I know it's abortion, but that's still really sad. And that the men tend to lean right. And I guess she's really trying to pick up the white dudes.
Yeah, I guess so. I have an apology to make. Carl, is my computer up over here? Listen to this.
This is not an election between Republicans and Democrats. This is an epic struggle for the future of this country between dark and light.
Yeah, that is from a clip from the documentary Fight Like Hell. And we had, was it Ford Fisher? Was that the guy's name on? Who was the documentary producer and somebody who was actually there that day recording things. And I got him on the air Friday without having seen this thing first. I just seen some clips from it. I was obviously interested in it because I was there, too, and I wanted to see what their observation was. If you listen to that interview, Kim, he told you it's not a partisan interview. There's no narrator telling you this or telling you that. It's just raw video and clips from the event. Having watched it, was that your impression?
No, probably not, because I think what it depicted was a lot of the chaos. Now, I understand when people think of January 6th, sadly, that is what they picture, or the small percentage of people who actually busted through the doors and were wreaking havoc. Now, I don't support that, but that is not really what and I was not there on January 6th like you were, Mark, but to me, that is really not what happened. The vast majority of the people there were not doing that, and I think the other thing really quickly I would point out would be, sure, they weren't narrating it, but the music was very impactful because they chose music that had kind of a chaotic, it got me anxious listening to it.
It was like playing Jaws music and then suggesting that that's not playing a role in the background of what you're watching. So this is my take on it very quickly. Like Kim said, this documentary is living proof that the federal government knew well in advance what was coming on January 6th. The guy that produced it won't tell you that. And it was produced in a very specific way to lead you to believe that all of these people that showed up that day wanted to overthrow the government. Like somehow, and I don't know how, this guy had access to a bunch of rallies and meetings in advance by the Proud Boys and the few others that have been convicted of the actual violence that day, talking about what they were planning to do. Well, weeks in advance of January 6th. So it's just more evidence that that law enforcement had plenty of warning of what was coming that day, and they did nothing to prevent it. What it didn't show was the other 250,000 people who were there, like me, on the grounds of the Lincoln Memorial and outside of the Ellipse and going to the 7 or 8 other rallies that were held there that day, who were not there for any kind of insurrection or any problems at the Capitol building. They were there to hear speeches and to support their legislators who were going to go to the floor and challenge some of these electoral slates that came from states where there needed to be more investigation. That's why they were there. This doesn't reflect that at all. It's all about the people who started talking 2 or 3 weeks out from it that they were going to go there and cause trouble, and then it follows the ones that went there and caused trouble. Now, the director of the film knew who those people were. I'm telling you, the federal government knew who they were, too, and did nothing because they wanted it to happen.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they wanted it to happen.
It also really honed in on the language that was used towards some of the Capitol police officers who were there. I mean, screaming words at them, and it was not a good look.
No, it was not
a fair representation.
That is exactly the way I would describe it. It was not. It is a partisan documentary because of the way they put it together. It does not show what happened there that day fairly in any way, shape, or form, in my opinion. So my apologies to you for even pushing you to watch it. I think if you watch it through that lens. Just understand, it's not designed to give a fair representation. All right, coming up, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned.
But I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
No, Jesse Jane, that applause was not for you. It was for Donald Trump at the Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday. 100,000 people clapping for him.
Isn't that amazing? You know, and if I was there, it would have been louder.
I'm sure it would have been if you'd have been in the booth.
You know, that's kind of arrogant of me to say that. I'd be lucky if I didn't hear, you know, my mother clapping. That would be about it. Like, okay. You know, it's incredible to see that he was able to walk into that arena and have such a robust response. And then meanwhile, we all have seen, hopefully everybody has seen, this footage of Tim Walz going into the Michigan game, and he hears people yelling Trump, and he flips them off. Yeah, I mean, yeah, what a contrast.
You think that'll come up at tomorrow's VP debate?
I hope it does.
You know, it may come up, but it's not really, you know, the primary issues that voters are concerned with. I mean, it's unfortunate that we have a presidential ticket that has a vice president nominee that is flipping fans off in Michigan. She is suffocating in the polls in Michigan, and that was the last response that he should have given. He should have just given his little fairy wave and kept it moving. You know, my goodness, you know, if men waved like that in the Marine Corps, the enemy would just laugh us off the planet. But, I mean, it's such a testimony to see that here he was in a rival football team, but yet the whole stadium could unite on one thing. They support Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, it's true. They're trying to redefine masculinity. Did you hear that one this weekend?
Oh, my God. Don't make me cringe.
What's your definition of that, Jesse Jane?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm more of a man, apparently, than Doug Wasserhoff, because, you know, if the Corps were to recruit men like that, we would not win battles. What does this redefinition even mean? What is he trying to suggest? Oh, that you can impregnate, was it the nanny or the teacher of his former wife, you know, the child, that your kids just look like they've gone off the reservation, so to speak, on any type of polished up appearance in public settings. I mean, he comes across across as a weak beta male, and that is not the redefinition this country needs. We need men that are willing to break things and save this country. We need men that are willing to fight for this nation. We need men that are not going to advocate for policies that ensure that socialism takes over. You know, this weakness and, you know, that idea that you got to be dominated by your wife only maybe works in the Harris-Wassohoff household. But, you know, it's just disgusting that this is what they want to present as the new normal. I would dare to say to American men, stand up and fight for your testosterone, because this man's trying to take it away.
You know, the in Pennsylvania yesterday, J.D. Vance got denied access to a restaurant. The people who were there waiting for him all got up and left and canceled their orders because the restaurant wouldn't let him inside. And then video surfaces of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the same chain shaking people's hands. This is what Vance's reaction was. I thought this was very classy. Go to cut three, please.
We paid for everybody's food. We gave him a nice tip. And of course, when I gave him a nice tip, I said, no taxes on tip. It's all right. Don't hold it against her. She just got a little nervous, but it's a great local business. Let's keep on supporting it. And most importantly, November 5th or before, go vote. Let's go win this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought he handled that well, Jesse Jane.
Yes, and the restaurant did come out with an apology of sort, that it was some type of misunderstanding. But what's, you know, what most people know is that, you know, J.D. Vance handled it as a class act, but the American voter doesn't have to. And they know exactly what happened, that Kamala Harris had utilized the same establishment. They had essentially booted out all the customers, brought their customers in. They were waiting for the Pittsburgh football game to start. And because she was showing up at 4 o'clock, got her supporters in there. But yet they were a little taken off guard that J.D. Vance's team's coming. Yeah. I just find this shocking, because apparently this is a very popular location for presidential candidates to go through. This is common. This is known. What are you afraid of, people? And, you know, choosing the wrong side of things is not going to help you, because your businesses probably are going to suffer with the MAGA folks, particularly, and the Trump supporters are not going to go to your business further. You should have stayed nonpartisan and welcomed everybody.
Amen. Hey, got to run. Thanks, Jesse Jane.
You always got to run. I want to see you run one time. One time. I just want to see you
if
run.
If I'm running, you know, should run too, because something scary is chasing me.
I want to see a video of it. All right, everybody, take the hill. It's going to be a long week. We still got cackling Kamala thinking she's running the show.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Carl, what were we listening to there?
That's the Tom Tom Club, Mark.
Oh, why exactly? There's
a convoluted reason for it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear the convoluted reason?
I don't know. Do we have time? Do we need to get to Tom Ackerman?
Because
he doesn't have
Tom.
Much time.
I'll tell you later.
All right. Tell me later, because I'm interested to know. Tom Ackerman is in studio with us, and there is a big news conference today at 2 p.m. with the Cardinals, and Cardinal fans need to know.
Yeah.
What are they going to talk about?
We're going to carry it on KMOX Live. So this is a sit-down, really, with the media and with Cardinals fans to lay out the future of 2025 and beyond. What the Cardinals are going to tell the media and the fans today, and this will not be popular, but some, I think, will like it. It depends on how they convey this to their fan base. I've said this over and over. It's very important how they explain what this front office reset is. It's a directional thing for the whole organization. They've been ignoring and letting deteriorate their player development, meaning that their philosophy at this point needs to go back to drafting and developing stars and creating pathways of success for these stars. Too many players have gotten away and gotten better elsewhere, and other players have stalled and have not had proper instruction in the minor leagues. So what they're going to announce today, and it'll be interesting how they clarify what this is that Chaim Bloom, their advisor, is going to have more of a full-time role within the organization. He was in charge of the minor league system with the Tampa Bay Rays, which continues to be one of the great minor league organizations. It's in the envy of baseball. He was with them for like 17 years, and then 2.5 years with the Boston Red Sox and an ownership that really did not do him justice. They were kind of jerking him around, and he ended up actually doing a nice job for them, got fired He will join the Cardinals and take over what is the player development arm of the Cardinals. And they are looking at John Mozeliak's contract expiring in 2025. So that's after next year. He is out. And he has told us that. He's been very candid about that. He's said it over and over on KMOX that there will be a succession plan for him. There will be questions about that today, what that is. The chairman, Bill DeWitt Jr., is going to be there. That's very important because the top of the organization is where all of this falls to, ultimately, and then Mozeliak, and then the front office. What does the front office look like moving forward, and what else will happen? We've said it before. I do not expect, I've said over and over, Ollie Marmol is going to keep his job. He is under contract. He had a contract extension signed early this year. There's no reason to replace Ollie Marmol unless you think that someone else would be better for this project that they're doing, which is creating young stars and organizing a younger core of this team. The other thing that you have to decide is what's the future of not only Paul Goldschmidt, who's going to be a free agent, you have to assume he's gone, Matt Carpenter is probably going to retire. More important things, what's the future of Sonny Gray, Nolan Arenado, Wilson Contreras? Are they going to be all on board with this also? And then, you know, how do you sell tickets to this? How do you create excitement about this to your fan base? If you're going to tell them that Mozeliak and Marmol are coming back next year and they're going to be, as we said, under contract and back, then how do you explain to the Cardinals that you are to fans that you are changing as an organization?
Changing anything.
I've said this many times. This is a very important day for the Cardinals. They have got to be clear. They've got to be transparent. And they have to get the fans on board with them, and that will not be easy. This will be a very difficult task for them because of what's happened up until now. So, you know, they are in a transition. This is a new era for them starting today. Now, why do I think that some fans will like it? Because some fans have been saying for a long time, this team is going nowhere. I mean, they just keep patching and patching and patching something that used to be their strong suit. The Cardinals used to be the franchise that everybody thought had the greatest prospects. Boy, they always crank out stars every single year. Well, they have not done this, Mark, for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They've not been a power in a long time.
All right.
So they've got to figure this thing out. That's what's going to happen today.
I don't know. I'm going to be in the, you know, cynic category there, probably. If Ford tells me we're coming out with a new Mustang next year, they can show me a picture of it. I know what it's going to look like. I don't think I'm going to have that good grasp of what this is going to look like coming out of this
that
news
one,
conference. That's going to be hard for them to get butts back in the seats based on the fact that we're going to pump up our minor league system and start developing talent more. And that's a long-term project.
It just doesn't seem like a
big change. I want to know you're
going to
spend millions of dollars next year and bring in some big, fresh, new faces and win.
They better be ready for a message for this fan base because the fan base is upset. So they better be able to explain this well, and it's very important for them. Now, once they do this and explain it today, then I'd like to react to that. But at this point, you know, with all of this, like, what is this? They appear to be this, and they this, and that. Like, get the microphones in front of them. No more of this, you know, let's be patient. We have a plan. Don't worry. Let's be patient. No, everyone's impatient. So get in front of the mic. Let's hear what they have to say and then react to that. I think it's a huge day for them in terms of PR. Massive day for them, actually.
And you're going to carry it on KMOX at 2?
Of course, yes. We'll have it at 2, and then we'll react to it.
Is it DeWitt and Mo?
I'm expecting it's going to be DeWitt, Mo, and perhaps Heimblum. I'm not sure if he'll be the third person up there, but certainly the questions right now should be and will be directed at Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak.
Yeah, good. Do we run you out of time here?
I do have to interview John Hackworth, coach here at 8:45. But anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's good, brother.
It was a great win
for
the Cats.
I'm just poking you a little bit because if somebody mentioned on Facebook that they were upset on the rankings of college football.
How so?
They thought Kentucky should have made it into the top 25. They were surprised Indiana
How
did.
Close are you? You should be pretty close. That's a nice win. I mean, a really great win
over Ole Miss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was big. But huge. Other, that was huge.
The only problem is your other wins aren't great.
I know. And the losses sucked, too.
The Georgia thing was awesome. But you ended up with an L. Yeah,
it's an L. That's all they remember.
But a great win over Ole Miss. I should have texted you after that.
That's
great win over Ole Miss.
I was pretty excited.
All right, I probably should go.
All right. See you, Tom Ackerman. We appreciate that great explanation of what the Cardinals are going to try to sell to their fans today. I'll listen in because I want to hear it. I want to know what the plan is.
You think there's more pressure on the Blues because fans were so just sad about this last season that it's like, all right, Blues, come on. And I know I don't think this is going to be the season for the Blues. It doesn't sound like it's going to be. Even Tom kind of said that. He's like, I don't think they're going to be a Stanley Cup contender. But they
no,
could
Tom
go.
Thinks they'll make the playoffs.
He thinks they'll make the playoffs, but they're not going to go very. Yeah. But I don't, it seems like there's going to be more pressure. Like, come on. We need to rally behind this team now. It's up to you, Blues.
So much of it is perception. The perception, and show me something. Show me something I can see.
Yes.
Like a new
going out and
multi-million dollar player that you brought in who's done really well somewhere else.
And one of those players that they brought in scored the other night.
To compliment Sonny Gray and some of the things you added this year, let's build on that next year. I think they can do that. They surely got the money to do that, for sure. If they want to get 3 million butts back in the seats, they're going to have to do that, aren't they? All right, we're going to be back in just a minute. We'll talk a little bit more about the voter guide when we come back. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. We got a big mess on the Poplar Street Bridge, by the way, which hence Carl playing this song for you, right?
It is the eastbound lanes.
Eastbound lanes of the PSB. It looks like a truck has dumped the contents that we don't know what those are.
It's messy.
All right. So just be warned, if you're headed east, the Poplar Street Bridge is a mess right now. Hopefully we've avoided most of the morning commute at this point. So just want to give you a heads up on that. Carl, go ahead and play cut number 14, which we haven't gotten to yet this morning, please.
All you have to know is 7 words, and you never have to admit to doing anything wrong again. And do you know what those 7 words are? I was born in the middle class.
Oh. I was born in a middle class family.
He's at a Michigan rally, Trump rally, and that's what he tells the audience, and then he actually has them do it with him. He's like, all right, repeat after me, everyone. I was born in the middle class.
I'm waiting for Tim Walz to use that line tomorrow night. I hope J.D. Vance says to him, did you really flip off a Trump supporter at the Michigan game?
I saw people on Twitter trying to say it was his pointer finger. It wasn't his middle finger.
It looks like his middle finger to me. I'm just saying. I guess we'll find out about that. I did want to mention here the voter guide, which is up on the website, and I put a link to it on the Facebook page. I'm going to modify that a little bit today. There's going to be one update that I had to make when I merged the two documents together. The U.S. Senate race got left off there for some reason. I'm sure nobody really thought that there was a choice between Hawley and Kuntz, because Josh Hawley is the only choice, but he's not on the list, and that's the reason why. Just a mistake on my part, and I need to resubmit that to our web folks and get that reprinted up there. But it's important that you take a look at it, folks, because there are five amendments and one proposition, a total of 6 issues that are going to be statewide for everybody. Plus, you got all the statewide seats that are up. You've got the Senate, the Congress, and a lot of local issues. This is going to be a crowded ballot. So don't walk into the voting booth having not looked at any of this, particularly these statewide amendments, because you won't understand all of them. Obviously, we're a no on Amendment 3. That's the abortion amendment, giving people the right to have an abortion up until the birth of their child. That's an obvious no, but you need to understand the other ones as well. There's a minimum wage one in there. It's important to read these. I've explained them in everyday language. Plus, I put a link into the actual wording that's on the Secretary of State's website. So you can go look at it for yourself and make your decision. And you can even print it off and take it with you. We'll try to make it easy on you. So, by the way, just a reminder, we are going to be airing here on 97.1 the vice presidential debate tomorrow night. I imagine our coverage will probably start at around 7 o'clock, right, Carl?
I think
that's right. Kilmeade is up next. Have a great day, Kim and Carl and Sue, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.